For 2 years now, the sensational murder case of American Amanda Knox has captivated Italy. A jury is now deliberating, and the 22-year-old faces life in prison if she is convicted of killing her British roommate. This case has been marked by a series of cross-cultural misunderstandings, as NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Perugia, Italy.
As the prosecution and defense wound up their closing arguments, the young American defendant, Seattle native Amanda Knox, made her final plea to the jury. Speaking in Italian, she said she's disappointed, sad, and frustrated over her 2 years in jail.
I'm afraid of being defined as a person who I am not and by acts that do not belong to me. I'm afraid a killer's mask is being forced onto my skin.
Ever since the body of British student Meredith Kircher was found naked and stabbed in November 2007, this medieval university town has become the scene of a media circus. Knox and her former Italian boyfriend, Raffaele Sollecito, were immediately identified by police as suspects, and the case is an obsession for opinionated bloggers on both sides of the Atlantic. At the heart of this trial is 22-year-old Amanda Knox, described by the Italian media as Angel Face. The prosecution claims she's a narcissistic she-devil capable of cold-hearted murder. Defense lawyers counter with a description of a naive, warm-hearted Seattle version of the French film character Amélie. Kurt Knox says that after months of negative pounding, the defense closing arguments gave his daughter a strong psychological boost.
She's hanging in there. She's actually doing quite well. I mean, it's always nice to hear things that are about you that are real versus fantasy. And so that makes you that much stronger as time passes.
The prosecution claims Kircher was annoyed by Knox's poor hygiene and promiscuity, and that one night, fueled by alcohol and drugs, Knox, boyfriend Sollecito, and Rudy Gede, a drifter from the Ivory Coast, tried to draw a reluctant Kircher into a sex game and then stabbed her to death with a knife. Gede opted for a fast-track trial and was convicted to 30 years in jail as an accomplice to the Kircher murder. Knox and Sollecito have stuck to a common defense, saying they were not at the house of the crime that night. But prosecutor Giuliano Minini says their alibi doesn't hold up.
It's obvious. This pact proves their complicity in the crime. The fate of one depends on the fate of the other.
But defense lawyers counter that the case is based purely on circumstantial evidence and hardly credible witnesses. They say there's no confession, no motive, and a sloppy forensic investigation. But at the outset, Knox repeatedly changed her story. At first, she said she was in the house with Kircher and heard her death screams. She even implicated a Congolese man, Patrick Lumumba, who was later fully cleared. Knox also raised Italian eyebrows by her allegedly bizarre behavior, such as doing cartwheels at the police station. While some of her supporters claim the trial is a witch hunt, defense lawyer Luciano Girga accused Italian police of showing provincial bias and discrimination in their treatment of the newly arrived American student who could barely understand Italian.
Not only is this trial tainted by a whiff of anti-feminism and racism, it is a clash between women, between the policewoman and Amanda Knox, who is the victim.
The verdict is expected by late tonight. But whatever the outcome, Amanda Knox will remain an enigma. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Perugia.